Blog Talk Radio.
To Care to Read. You are in the room with Omi this evening, the advocate you need and the advisor you certainly want. I want to welcome every one of you back. Just coming back off sabbatical, I missed you guys and are glad to be back. I hope you're fresh and I am refreshed and raring to go. Welcome to another segment of How to Develop Your Natural Intuition. This time, can you heal yourself with your dreams? This is our 12th segment, ladies and gentlemen, and we're glad that you can join us to discuss this heated conversation of intuition. Using your abilities now, you can press your third eye forward. This is a time to become clairvoyant, where you can see into the future. Those dreams that you and I have been having, now is the time to talk about them. Can we heal ourselves? Is there a message in our dreams to help heal us, to make us whole and complete? As we walk through the day and we sleepwalk, are we dreaming? Are we wide awake? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, meditation is a form of dreaming. You can dream with your eyes wide open. I do it all the time. I'd like to invite each and every one of you to be a part of the dream world so that you can heal yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, we're still embarking upon the Kemetic teaching. And as you know, this program is featured through Project 2019. We're Consumer Science and Family Education Organization, and we're determined to close the gap of disparity, of ignorance, and illiteracy. Now, we've heard of people talking about bougie people and boule people and those people who have a little bit of knowledge and those people who have credentials, but we also want to understand one thing. African Americans strive for a long time. With the first 100 years out of slavery, they build the majority of their institutions, their universities. Now, if you want to call those people boule, go right ahead. That's your business. But what we're talking about is black people that are conscious. I don't care how many degrees you have. I got three of those traditional degrees. I don't care how many of those credentials you've gotten from those institutions. It's not about that. It's about us pulling our knowledge and ability together and using it to use our literate ability to write and to scribe like our ancestors did. Now, in this room, we are coming up with solutions. We're not going to be a part of the problem. Always on the air, going back and forth about who we're going to do injustice to. I don't have to do injustice to anyone. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm a lover, not a hater, and I am designed to come here and tell you about love, because love is more powerful than any hate on this universe. And believe you me, there's enough hate on this universe right now to destroy a massive amount of people. The question is, are you a believer of reincarnation? Because if you have a purpose, you're coming back. No amount of force can kill somebody with a purpose. And I want to tell you that this is a mission I'm on. And God's work will never be destroyed by any hands. I'm not here to divide people and tell people who have interest in or who can't come in and which shade of people are the better people or which shade of people are the bad people. I've met people from all walks of life, all denominations and all races who are good and bad. What we are going to do is teach truth in this classroom, and whoever can get a glimpse of them, I say grab them, because if I better myself, you can better yourself. But you better believe I'm not going to waste any time on this air talking about bringing people together to do harm to anyone, because I don't have to fight my battle. That's why the ancestors have already gone two steps ahead of me. They made the way plain and clear. They're the watchmen sitting on the wall, and they're the ones who will stand up like the soldiers and lieutenants out front. And they will fight and make the way clean and clear so that the real justice of peace won't have to get their hands dirty. Now, when we come in this airways, we've got to be about positive things, bringing something positive. For all those out there who want me to sit on your pulpits or sit in your journals or be on your platform to assist you in whatever you're doing, if you're about the business doing something positive, I guarantee you, Omi's going to give you his support. But if you're about the business of tearing down and rooting down and destroying and creating more havoc on this earth, I'm not with you on that, buddy, because I feel like this. I have ancestors that fight for me. As I told you, Omi is an ancestral child. Now, again, I want to tell you this. When you open up your eyes to use your powers and your ability, you are forced to be reckoned with. Nobody's going to bother you. Now, there are some undercover people around here. They're agents, many agents, and we know who they are. They know who they are. And that's why they may not be afraid, because they feel like they have the law on their side. And if they are working for the agents and they are trying to pinpoint and pull you out, ladies and gentlemen, and trying to offer you up as their required daily dose of somebody that needs to be offered up to the government, I want to also say I'm not afraid of that either. But nobody's going to get me in a man clutch and clutch me to the point where they want to use me, because I can't be used. I'm a woman with a mission, on a mission, and called for a mission. And I'm called for this end time. I'm called to call the Moni women. I can't be confused about my mission. Sometimes we jump on a bandwagon to too many things, and it's not what God has called us to do. I'm called to bring about an atonement, ladies and gentlemen, an atonement for the world, with the women out front and our men carrying the banner, carrying this thing, and with us being strategic planners to help plan and instruct our men. No, we're not going to do this thing alone, women. Our men will be with us, but we are not about to placate any institution or governmental program and play in the hands of enemies, because I'm clever. Just like Erica Badu said, I'm clever. That's what I am. And I can see through it, and people that's going to read me, believe you me, I can read too. We all have the capability of reading and understanding where people are going with things. And don't think it's strange, because we're melanin-rich people, we're vibrating at a certain frequency. We have that ability. Now use it. I've been using mine for a long time. That's why this room is open, so you can cultivate your gifts, ladies and gentlemen. Now let's get ready to cultivate our gifts, because we know it's the power of faith that gives us the ability to vibrate at such a level that our frequencies can go across the airwaves and touch who we will and send the energy of love. I'm sending love out in the atmosphere today, ladies and gentlemen. I wonder, will you catch it? Can you catch it? Because it's the power of faith. I wonder, will you get that power of faith to heal yourself with your dreams? Let us go on, ladies and gentlemen. We need these drums to help us enter into this room, ladies and gentlemen. And we are going to have our drums, because our drums have been waiting for us for a while. Walk in with me into the room, because we are going to wake up some of those dreamers. We are going to find a solution through their dreams today by healing their very soul. If you are one of those dreamers who dream dreams, now is your time, ladies and gentlemen, to talk about your dreams, how you can find healing to your dreams, find solutions for the end times through your meditating during the day and night. Meditating day and night on your dreams, ladies and gentlemen. This is the place you want to be. Welcome each and every one of you into the segment of Can You Heal Yourself With Your Dreams? Ladies and gentlemen, let's go on into the power of faith, because we know we can do nothing without the power of faith. This is what gives us the ability and the strength to do what we have to do and that we have been aimed to do. Let's claim our segment of the power of faith.
Every day, from the moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Is there really a way to keep faith in our hearts when it seems that our lives are falling apart? Dreams from the night. Follow me when I rise, and my fears.
Yes, yes, Lord, it is our ancestral song, ladies and gentlemen, that gives us the ability to perform and to do. Our ancestors' blood has been shed, we know, but it is the blood of the Lamb, the master sacrifice for all. As we begin to get ready for our talking cure, I want to ask permission from the elder to see if I can speak. Elder, do I have permission to speak?
Yes, you do have permission to speak.
Thank you so very much. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, you are certainly welcome here today, and it's good to be back from sabbatical. I want to thank each and every one of you. I did miss you, of course, while out on sabbatical, and even came back into the room ready to do the show on Friday and forgetting that I was on, that's right, come on, say it with me, I was on sabbatical. That's right, Elder was on sabbatical. Ladies and gentlemen, stand to your feet and get ready for the talking cure. I'd like to also share with you as I go over to my book corner. The book that I'm recommending today is The Path of Dream Healer, My Journey Through the Miraculous World of Energy Healing. And this is by Adam. Adam writes a book about dreaming. Today we're going to have a discussion with my counterpart and the tribe, and we will be discussing dreams, understanding the comedic structure of all of the comedic deities that takes you into the underworld for dreaming. Ladies and gentlemen, why won't you get up and stand to your feet as we get ready to do our ritual, and I am going to be purified. Father's not with us today. He is on sabbatical right now, or absent in this particular segment, but he'll be back with us later on for the discussion. Let me get ready for the purification. Terrell will be standing in for Baba as he does the purification. Terrell, is the purification preparation ready?
Yes, it is.
Okay, will you start preparing to... Okay, can pour the water to the ground? Pour the water to the ground. Pour the water to the ground, please. Thank you. Purification. Is the purification complete?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Purification is complete. Purification is now complete, ladies and gentlemen. You are standing on holy ground. And if you haven't already done so, you might want to take out your ancestors' list and names of those who have transitioned and gone before you. As we prepare for the talking cure, I like to call the names of our heroes and sheroes. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been joining this journey with me for freedom, the African-American journey. As we call those names out, we call out the name of Booker T. Washington, and we say Ashe. We call on the name of Dr. Charles Drew, Ashe. Colin Powell, Ashe. We call on Elijah Muhammad, Ashe, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We like to call on Harriet Tubman, Ashe. Chancellor Williams, Ashe. John Henry Clark, Ashe. Doc Ben, Ashe. Jackie Robinson, Ashe. Langston Hughes, Ashe. I like to call on W.E.B. Du Bois, Ashe. Rosa Parks, Ashe. Nat Turner, Ashe. Mary McLeod Bethune, Ashe. Thurgood Marshall, Ashe. Scott Chaplin, Ashe. Sojourner Truth, Ashe. And Zora Neale Hurston, Ashe. This is a time when you can participate, ladies and gentlemen, by taking out your list and tapping into the energy and the frequency. As we pause for a minute for meditation and get ready to call our ancestors, we are going to tap into the energy and call our ancestors' frequency so that we can tap into their melanin. Oh, ancestors, we call you to come forward as we meditate upon your name today. We call you, ancestors, to come forward. Pause with me for a minute of meditation and silence. Thank you. Now you may call on your loved ones that have transitioned. I like to call on Shane Lilly, and I say. I call on Clara Mae Jenkins, Shay. Robert Jenkins, Shay. Tommy Pete Harvey, Shay. Eugene Lilly, Shay. Marvin Jenkins, Shay. I call on Robert Jr. Jenkins, Shay. I call on Mary Lou Hawkins, Shay. Essie Lee Pope, Shay. Isa Lilly, Shay. Bessie Lilly, Shay. Louise Lord, Shay. Lucille Day, Shay. Ludell James, Shay. I like to call on George Lilly, Shay. Sam Lilly, Shay. I like to call on Tom Harvey, Shay. Tommy Pete Harvey, Shay. Mary Lou Hawkins, Shay. Michael Harvey, Shay. Michelle Harvey, Shay. So be it. So let it be done. Ancestors, can we stand on your shoulders today? Can we climb over your backs today? You are the sum total, ancestors, that we came. You're the reason why we came. May you open the doors for us. May you fight our battles for us. May you make the intercession for us. Things that are done in the spirit, ancestors, we know they manifest to the natural. Oh, ancestors, we ask that you go in the highways and the byways, and if there's any wicked one there that has dug a hole for us, may you please intercede before we stumble and fall in. Oh, ancestors, may you go into the courtyard and make provision for us. May you go into the courthouse and may you adjudicate our cases. And may you stand there and be the judge and the jury, ancestors. And oh, ancestors, will you please go in and petition on our behalf for these jobs that we have. May you retire us early so that we can sleep with good rest. Oh, ancestors, we know that it's not by might, nor by power, but by your spirit, saith the Lord. We're calling on your spirit today, because we are nothing without you, ancestors. Ancestors, we're asking that you will go in to the lighthouse, the electricity house, and that all bills and that you might send the juju, that you might send the protection around all the gods today. That as they go out first, they will be protected. And no matter what man or man that comes to serve them, what harm they wanted to cause them, they will be paralyzed and not able to penetrate. All of the gods that they stand today and the work that you call them to do, ancestors, let them know that it is your eyeshade that they need, your protection that they need. And without it, they're nothing. We can only be as great as our deities and as our Marie. We must know the calling, the high calling that's been placed upon us. And our Marie must tell us these things. We must be reminded that we are not ourselves and we do not own ourselves, that there is a higher force that is guiding us. And we must call on that force to ask for protection. That force we ask now for protection. For all of the leaders that stand boldly, that have to speak a thing, that have to decree a thing. May the hedges be put up around them, even though they don't know they need protection. Summon them and talk to them and show them the protection that you can give them, all great ones. All great ones, all the Dulamaray, Elayde, Marie, and all the Dulamaray, the tide of the outer courts of heaven, the creator of this earth. Let those who've been called by name, some have gone and some have went, but only the few that have been called know who they are. Knowing that when we speak, our very words will penetrate and take root, and signs and wonders will follow and believe. Not the arrogant, Lord, not the boastful, not the ones that think in the natural they can be something. It's only in the spirit that we can come to be anything. Only in the spirit that we can come to know ourselves. The flesh counts for nothing. It is the spirit. May the spirit prevail today, and may the spirit take hold today, and may the spirit be commemorated for the great things that are about to do. gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you back from the Talking Cure. The frequencies are still in the atmosphere, ladies and gentlemen. If there is one among you that needs a healing, you can tap in. If there is one among you that needs refreshing, you can tap in. And if there is one among you that needs to call on your very ancestors to come to your home to vindicate you, now is the time to tap in. If there's one among you that think you need protection, that think you need guidance, now is the time to tap in and get that guidance and protection. And if there is one among you that needs a spiritual healing in your mind, in your soul, now is the time to tap into the melanin. The energy frequencies are here, being sent across the airways and being sent across the highways and byways. Send your energies, ladies and gentlemen, to your loved ones. They can reach you, and you can reach them. Once again, I want to thank you. And as we proceed on with the rest of the segment of the show, we are going to have Terrell Garth, one of our neophyte trainers, one of our internists, read the Allegiance of the Flag. Terrell Garth, thank you. You're in the air.
The Allegiance of the Flag of the UNIA. Here's to the flag of mine, the red, black, and green. Hopes in its future, bright, Africa has seen. Here's to the red of it, great nations shall show of it in time to come. Red blood shall flow of it, historians shall write of it, brave flag of mine. Here's to the black of it, 400 million back of it, whose destiny depends on it, the red, the black, and green of it, old flag of mine. Here's to the green of it, young men shall dream of it, face shot and cells of it, maidens shall sing of it, waving so high. Here's to the whole of it, colors broad and pole of it, pleased is my soul with it, regardless of what is told of it. Thanks to God for giving it, great flag of mine.
Thank you very much, Terrell Garth, our internist, one of the younger ones in the group of the seven tribes. I'd like to proceed on with the Black Family Pledge, because we have forgotten our ancestors, ladies and gentlemen. Our children no longer give us honor, because we have lost the path of our ancestors, clear kneeling in perilous underground. Our children cannot hear us when we are crying, because we have abandoned our wisdom of mothering and fathering. Our befuddled children give birth to children that they don't even want nor understand. Because we have forgotten how to love the adversity within our gates and hold up the mirror of the world shouting, regard the loneliest. Therefore, we pledge this day to bind ourselves to flesh and blood, to one another, to embrace the loneliest, to keep company with our loneliest, to educate our illiterate, to feed our starving, to clothe our ragged, and to do all good things, knowing that we are more than keepers of our brothers and sisters. In fact, we are our brothers and sisters, in honoring of those who toil in the pearl gold with the tongues and gratitude to the same God who brought us out of hopeless desolate. We make this pledge this evening on a Monday, the 15th of November, here and now. We pledge that we will bond ourselves to flesh and blood, and that we will be each other's keeper. Am I my brother's keeper? Am I my brother's keeper? We pledge to be our brother's keeper and our sister's keeper. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And that completes the segment of the Talking Cure. We are now ready to embark right into our message and segment number 12. The topic of discussion, how to develop a natural intuition. Can you heal yourself with your dreams? Join us as we have a conversation with Omi and with Baba discussing. And right before we go into that discussion, we want to take a station identification. We want you to lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. And ladies and gentlemen, you must remember that we have to patronize each other. We have to buy from each other. And remember, Ujamaa is the way to go when you're buying things in your community.
Umoja is the message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters. We'll be right back.
said and done. To be one's our revolution. We never stand alone, cause unity's our resolution.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now ready to embark upon our 12th segment. Can you heal yourself through your dreams? How to develop your natural intuition, and can you heal yourself with the dreams that you have? Ladies and gentlemen, we're taking our information from the Tree of Life, the meditation system, the tome by Dr. Ronan Effer, which you will hear read, will be coming from segments on page 185. I'd like to read to you the chapter 13, day 8 of the sphere 7, Heteru. The faculties corresponding to the sphere 7, 8, and 9 are the tools through which the subconscious, which is charged of all of our psychological and mental function in the program, the function of the sixth sphere is controlled with the seventh sphere and the eighth sphere, which will program into the subconscious according to the laws framed in the fourth and the fifth sphere. As this programming occurs when we go into a trance And we've talked about a trance, ladies and gentlemen, when we spoke of the Holy Ghost. A ninth sphere, an event that occurs several times a day. The example, let me give you an example. When we daydream, experiencing an emotion, become absorbed in deep thought, it is all for the function of the will. Heru is the vengeance of their manifestation, which occurs with the cycling. Now, we go into daydreaming throughout the day. But what about what we see and hear? Over on page 181 or 180, it says here, seeing versus hearing, your way through life. A great deal of insightless stuff has been written about the major icons of Heru. And, for example, it says it's merely a metaphor for seeing as the basis of thinking versus hearing. It is a difference between basing our decision and logical thinking on observable empirical data that are mere information, definition, and description. For example, some religious are limited to giving man a description of God, while others teach man to experience God's dwelling and his or her spirit. Did you experience God as Father, or were you told so? Do you know from experience that man is an animal, or were you told so? Do you believe that you have a spirit, or have you experienced it? A great deal of murderous mischief has been perpetuated in the world, ladies and gentlemen, by people who have elevated what they have been told and taught to the level of facts and truth. So conditioned by the living and the hearsay that it is enough for them to accept and certain statements on the strength that they came from certain authorities. The metaphors of the Ashe is extended in the fact that you cannot see in the darkness, but you can hear, meaning to live by what you have been told is to live in darkness. Let me repeat that. The metaphor of the Ashe is extended into the fact that you cannot see in the darkness, but you can hear, meaning that to live by what you have been told is to live in darkness. To see, you must have the light. If you saw or experienced it and say that you did it so, if you heard about it or it does not follow that exact, this way of basing one's thinking and belief on what has been heard, not experienced. It is a trait of the immature man, the soft part of the spirit. It is one of the chief traits that allows satanic individuals to exploit the masses. It is of great importance to note that in the battle between Set and Heru for the control over man's earthly life, Set's major strategy consisted in drawing and gorging out Heru's eyes. Heru's victory over Set came about from Tehuti, restoration of his sight. It was the restoration sight that Heru, in turn, offered to Asah for her resurrection in the psychotic wane of man's will and heart. This is another aspect of man's life that is weighed. Man, the basis of Maya, means to see. In the other words, righteousness can only be achieved from basing our decision on imperial data, of which seeing is the chief representative. We must understand, however, that imperialism is not limited to the physical realm as believed by the Westerner scholar. Many of the non-Western religions are based on the acquisition of direct and actual experience of spiritual reality, including the attainment of oneness with God. When we say we think or believe, we admit that we do not know and that we have not witnessed it. Therefore, to believe in God is to reveal that one has not witnessed or experienced God, although this is not a requirement for righteousness. Thank God. A daily striving to realization is enough. Now, we're going to kick off on that note, and I have in my audience here with me, Jamel, and Dr. Jamel is going to be elaborating on some of the conversation. Can we heal ourselves through dreaming? I mentioned once that when we're sleepwalking during the day, we're carrying out things in the spiritual realm while we meditate? Can we heal ourselves through dreaming? Can we find solutions? How many of us have had dreams and found solutions to problems, our everyday problems that we are trying to accomplish? We've found answers to our illness. Most of our illness, ladies and gentlemen, whatever comes into our life, and as you know, your Mutilated Bible discusses that illness comes from sin. And if this is the case, most of our conditions might have been brought on through a cause of our own. It might be something that we allow to play out in our life. But can we heal ourselves? It, just as you can identify the causes of your illness, Ifa knows the origin of all disease. You can consult Ifa in the dream to find solutions to the problem of your illness in your dreams while you're wide awake by meditating or when you go into the subconscious. There are different stages of sleep. You have the delta state, and it takes so long for you to get into the delta state and the different levels. We're going to have one of our experts in the audience elaborate on what happens during the course of the dream, what stages are we going through, and how do we heal ourselves and find solutions while in the midst of the dream. Jamel is in the audience, and ladies and gentlemen, I want you to welcome Jamel and help me welcome him by putting him in the atmosphere. Jamel, you have the floor. You're in the atmosphere.
Thank you, and happy to be here once again. And listening to the conversation, first of all, dreams, you have to define what a dream is. They used to say, or they do say, or wives tell, or it is, that dream is no more than the cousin to death, okay? Dreams are actually real because you're in another state of vibration that a lot of us don't know how to control. We don't know how to control in our dream state because we don't meditate. We don't meditate because of the obstacles that take place in our conscious life. So with that said, dreams are no more than your subconscious coming to wake, and those who are involved in meditation or are involved in conscious activity, you know that the more you meditate, the more you have control over the lucid state of your existence called dreaming. So with that said, if you have a certain question you want to ask about dreams, that's one thing, but to know that you can be more conscious in your dreams. You can also heal yourself by a method called auto-suggestion. If you suggest before you sleep that you will be healed, if there's certain visualization and suggestions that you make, as you go into your sleep, because of your high degree of meditation of what you would need to make this happen, you can then pull your subconscious into your dream conscious and begin to work on yourself. It's how you basically program the computer brain. And that's one way that you can employ your dreams and your sleep to work on your behalf. So, yes, you can heal yourself through your dreams, but you have to know how to meditate. You have to really understand and have a good knowledge of your conscious state and your subconscious state. And you're merging the two together through meditation and through auto-suggestion to yourself, right at the point and before you actually go to sleep. It may take a repeated effort to do this, and you may have to be, you know, doing this for somewhere anywhere from 30 days to 90 days, but you will get results, and it does work. I've tried it myself.
Thank you so much, Jamel, for that information. Ladies and gentlemen, you can call into the station and get your questions answered. You want to lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. Once again, we are speaking with Jamel Harvey, and we're talking about the topics, can you heal yourself through your dreams? I'd like to read you a segment from Tree of Life again, and we're on page 178, and the second chapter says here, the struggle to establish the will and the victory of Heru. And I don't know if I told you the story about the Asar story and Heru, but I'm going to finish telling you that story because this depicts exactly what's going on with the struggle, and this might give you some insights about most of your problems that you're fighting with is really yourself, and if it's a struggle with an illness, it's really you and your higher self and not really that physical disposition at all. It's you fighting with the spirit and the flesh, and it has enmity because spirit fights with the flesh because flesh is basically the thing that will cause you to get into sin. The flesh will rise up, but the spirit has to also be able to take over. So it depends on how you let your spirit rise and how high your spirit has developed. And if your spirit has not developed high enough, then the flesh will take over. Now, here's a perfect example. And it reads here, and I quote, "We are all very well aware of the struggle that we must often engage in establishing our will. During the first part of our lives, our will, freedom to choose, is negated by our lack of consciousness and our enslavement to the emotional, sensational part of our being. This is symbolized by Set and Heru in the blind story. Unfortunately, the majority of people in the world do not transcend this experience, expression of themselves in the world. And the few in whom the understanding of their divine nature is awakened, a mighty struggle must be gone through in order to replace the old with the new. In the Kemetic spiritual tradition, this struggle was symbolized by the combat between Set and Heru. This is not a struggle between differences and parts of man's being, but a struggle between two expressions of the will. This is the reason for Heru Set icon, which depicts Set and Heru back to back. It symbolizes the struggle between the belief and life goals generated by the pseudo will, which is based on the pseudo self, the persona source of the personality trait. Now the opposites by the knowledge and the life goal are generated by the will of the man acting as harmony with the will of God to establish the identity of the self with the soul, the manifestation of God in man's spirit. This struggle is caused by the inner conflict experienced by the initiate as they wrestle with their desires to gratify their emotional and sensational nature, to choose on the basis of their logical mind and earthly experiences, versus the interpassionate revelation of truth from the wisdom faculty Tahuti, or in subordinate oracles or the understanding of divine law. Mayat is the apparent inner conflict of having to choose between one's personal interests over that of the whole. It is the struggle to decide what will rule the life of man, materialistic goals and means, or spiritual one. We saw in Tahuti's chapter by day 3 how this apparent conflict was solved or resolved in the favor of Heru. The metaphor presented which awards to Heru the kingdom of Gad. Now, let me stop here and say this. What is happening here is a fight with the flesh and the spirit. Sometimes when we go and become ill, it's a fight with the spirit and the flesh. It has nothing to do with our biological body fluids stop functioning. Normally through the spirit and the mental part, the problems start to develop, and then the spirit begins to have enmity with the flesh, causing it to become ill and sick. Now, if we can't see how we originated this disease, sometimes even in our sleep, we can see what brought about our illness. We can resolve that problem even in the spirit. Now, I'm going to ask Jamel if he can help us out here as an expert. The Heruti, the Heru story, how does it depict unconscious and conscious mind? And when we go to sleep, do we have to be unconscious or can we be wide awake?
Well, you have to have some discipline and some procedures before you even get to that level. For instance, breathing. You have to know how to breathe. You have to know how to put yourself in REM sleep without being asleep. There are certain practices that you have to execute before you can get to that level. Yes, all of that's possible, but again, the basic fundamental thing that you have to know, breathing, and you have to be able to put yourself in a certain state of what I would call alpha wave, beta wave, theta wave. You have to be able to go up and down the scale in terms of, you call it trance, but you have to know how to get into that level of mind. Without that, it's going to be difficult to achieve what you're talking about. You need those prerequisites before you can move on to that level.
Now, I heard you mention something about the alpha and the theta and the delta waves. Can you tell us in which order you have to achieve that? And what is a deep sleep opposed to you just sleeping light?
Well, a deep sleep would go into what you would call, you have alpha, beta, and theta, right? So theta would be your deepest sleep. Beta would be your next to that, and alpha would be what you would call a REM sleep where you can close your eyes, breathe, and meditate, eye half open, but you're in a certain state. It's almost like when you're nodding off to go to sleep, but you don't actually lose consciousness. You keep consciousness. That's the best way I can describe that for you. Well, delta would be, no, it's alpha, beta, theta. Alpha, beta, delta, theta being the deepest. But you want to be able to get into an alpha state and have control. That's going to take practice. You just can't rush going to these things without practicing. Everyday practice. It's like trying to ride the bike when you're a child. All of a sudden you fall, you get back on, you ride a little bit, you fall. So it's like you start to meditate, you fall asleep. Okay, you try it again. You start to meditate, you fall asleep again until you're able to not fall asleep but actually meditate. It's about relaxing all the muscles in the body, relaxing the mind, and asking your higher self to deal with yourself. So it's going to take practice to get into that. All this sounds nice, but the bottom line is the time that you put in, it's the time that you can, you know, basically receive some results. You have to put the time into it.
Now, Jamil, it's been said that there are organizations who have various different music that they have laid on tracks that create subliminal messages that will deliver all sorts of messages for healing, for mastering a higher self, suggesting that we become healed, and they are manufacturers that are making a killing on the internet segment where they are selling these tracks, and people use them on a day-to-day basis to suggest how to heal themselves. Now, is there such a thing in your mind where you can do tracks that indicate subliminal thinking, and if you're trying to master a certain thing that you can purchase certain audio tracks that will give you subliminal messages to help you heal yourself?
The answer to that is yes, and the best way to describe that is this. A person born in Mississippi and raised on soul food would have a difficult time going to Peking, China, eating just bowls of rice. What I'm saying is this. Who is making the music? And is that music coming from your morphin genetic pool, or is it coming from someone else's genetic pool? You have to have the match. In other words, what's good for a Sufi Muslim, Arab, may not be good for a born-again, washed in the blood, Jesus, Bible-toting Christian. You have to look at the difference. Just because someone makes a hypnotic chant music, that may not be your tone and your vibration, because although we're human beings, we come in different flavors and colors. That means that we have different vibrational frequencies that we relate to. For instance, black people relate to deep bass music. White people relate to high string music. We relate to the more deeper bass on the keyboard. They relate to more higher notes on the keyboard. So by that, we are indifference, okay? So to answer your question, it would depend on who is making this music and who are they making the music for. Are they making the music for melanated people or non-melanated people? The big difference.
Very good, very good. Well put. And that would also bring me to say that we are different on chemical basis of even our medication. African Americans require a more alkaline base opposed to the Europeans that might require a more acid base. But yet we continue to say we're all made up the same. And I found that out through research, that we are not chemically made up the same, so that what may soothe one non-melanite person may not soothe a melanin-rich person. Now, here is a question, Janelle. I know the audience is going to want to ask you also, because we're going to have a topic on dealing with tundra sex. Now, tell me, for example, Janelle, if a couple cannot become intimate where they are because they're separated, but yet they are trying to engage in this intercourse and would like to have tundra communication, is there such a thing as them both putting on this tundra music and at the same time they experience this relationship together? But does that actually exist in the sleep world?
Well, yeah. First, you have to, when you deal with tantric sex or tantra sex, you got to deal with what that word means, blending together, okay, in tandem, all right? So you really have to have two individuals in sync on the same page in order for that to work, because all you're doing is manipulating energies, and you are basically having copulation, but you're not having the explosion of the copulation. You're basically manipulating the rise of the kundalini. What is that? That is the rise of the sexual energy up your the rise up the spinal column, that energy and that sensation, and then you control the rise and you control the drop and you control the elevation of it. So in tantric sex, you have to be working together to achieve energy manipulation, and without working together as a couple, you won't achieve that result. Because that's basically what it is. You're manipulating the sexual energy, and you're not having explosions all over the place. You're manipulating that energy for certain purposes and certain reasons.
Now, Jamil, tell me a little bit about the music that we try to engage in when we go to sleep. We want to lay down and relax, but we've been wound up, so we put various different suggested music on to help us to lower our stamina so that we can relax. Now, there's been people that have had chronic problems with sleeping, and they say they don't dream. When does dreams occur? Does it occur within the first entrance of sleep, or do you have to be in a deep sleep? Because I've experienced dreams at the earlier part of my sleeping. I have not had to go into a deep REM in order to experience dreams. And what does it mean when you are having the same continual dream repetitively? And can you dream within that first REM?
Well, it depends on where you are nutritionally. Yes, you can. That depends on where your consciousness is and what's happening in your destiny. Repeated dreams is a sign that your higher self wants you to pay attention to something very important for your destiny. All that's by design. So if you're going to dream, you need to be able to have a nutritionally fed body if you're going to dream, you know, thoroughly and clearly. If there's any deficiency in your nutrition, you won't have dreams like you need to have. What will happen is you won't be able to fall asleep and get that deep level of sleep, simply because what happens is you don't have the nutritional support to support you going into a deep level sleep. When you have good nutritional support in your body, right, the neurons in your brain can operate, and they can do what they're supposed to do when they're fed properly. When they're not fed properly, you have a difficult time going to sleep. For instance, you have a lot of acid or you have a lot of sugar in your body, right? That takes away from the deep melanated or deep base sleep that you would have versus a high intense energetic half sleep like on caffeine when you drink a lot of coffee. Do you really sleep thoroughly, or do you have like very shallow sleep. You have shallow sleep, but when you have a good what I would call calcium-based nutritional diet, right, with that vitamin D and calcium that helps bring your nervous system under control, now you have a relaxed sleep and you can dream better. So your nutrition has a lot to do with the levels of sleep that you can obtain.
Thank you so much, Jamel. Now, getting back to healing, I have seen a lot of people said, well, I have healed myself. I found out the solution to the problem. I was going to bed too late, and my body didn't have a chance to recycle itself and to heal itself. Now, I'm guilty of that because sometimes I burn the candle at both ends, and then when I get to bed, I want to know, why do I feel drowsy the next morning? Now, for healing the body itself, is it true that you could very well get the amount of sleep you need and your body start to get better? But how can you dream to find solutions? And who are the dream catchers? And, you know, when one is sick, how do they find a solution to healing their own problem?
Well, when you have the proper nutrition, some people say eating mushrooms give you good lucid dreams. Some people say that when they take an abundance of calcium and magnesium, they can relax and have really, really good dreams. You have your best dreams when your sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system is relaxed. That's the pathway to the brain. That's the pathway to the neural net. So nutrition, again, I'm being redundant, plays a great part in how you dream. So, yes, you have to be nutritionally fed to dream. And to have outstanding dreams, it would be best if you meditate during the day. Because when you meditate during the day and breathe properly, right, that sets you up to control yourself in your dreams. That's why meditation during the day is so important, because you can now go into a sleep that you can control. You can be conscious in your sleep. But if you don't meditate during the day, there's no way you can have that kind of control during your sleep.
Now, thank you, Jamel. I'm going to throw out some terms, serotonin and melatonin. I was once told that the pleasure syndrome in the brain is activated by the serotonin carrying information across the synapse. You know, the synapse have to be fired up. And for an act that's done in the natural, not in the sleep realm, if I experience an act being done of kindness, that my neurological serotonin levels will go up and will become activated and release pleasure syndromes or pleasure hormones. And if somebody actually observes that same act, they can experience the same release of serotonin being released in the body. What is going on with the brain where we can stimulate each other, where our serotonin levels can go up? And does serotonin have anything to do with melatonin in the brain when we go to sleep?
Well, yeah, you're simply talking about a connection of the fifth chakra center and the sixth and seventh chakra center, heart center, brow center, and crown chakra. Okay, so when your fifth center, which is your heart center, is in combination with the seventh, the crown chakra, right? Then you have a heart, and you have a higher cerebral link. But when you add in the sixth chakra center, which would be your brow, which is where your pituitary, your pineal gland is, the pineal gland controls your endorphin levels. Your endorphin levels are influenced by serotonin, because endorphin now is dripped from the pituitary gland into the thyroid gland that creates thyroxin. The thyroid gland is a regulator. It controls all of the other hormones that go through the body, estrogen and testosterone. So meditation is good, because what does it do? It activates the sixth chakra level pituitary gland, which then activates your, what they call your endorphin levels, right? That's where you have your hormonal drips there. What happens when your third eye gets crustated, you don't have that release of hormones that is regulated by your thyroid gland, so the body goes basically dormant. So men get to a certain age, they say the desire is not there. Well, they don't have a spiritual life. If you had a spiritual life, now your fluids will flow fluently. because you have a balanced life. An imbalanced life means once you cut the third eye off, you cut that off through not thinking, not meditating, not eating properly. That means you're imbalanced. Now you don't have the proper run or drip of hormones. It's all about activating the hormones, which is a fluid in the body that's controlled by the sixth chakra level pituitary or pineal gland that will activate your endorphin levels, right, your dopamine, right, the pleasure centers in the brain. So when you do a kind act, your physical eye sees it and your third eye sees it because you're dealing in the spiritual and physical arena.
Very well put, Jamel, very well put. Now, that thyroxine, is so important, ladies and gentlemen. That is where our T cells are to fight off and to guard against any invaders that are coming into the body. And that is really what guards off the HIV and the AIDS virus. And I want Jamel to elaborate on that a little bit, because most people don't realize that they set themselves up for defense for AIDS and HIV when their thyroxine is being attacked and their immune deficiency has already been weakened. And once we begin to strengthen our immune deficiency, how does that affect our dreams? And I know it affects our health because it prevents us from getting HIV and the full-blown AIDS virus. Can you elaborate on that, Jamel?
Yeah, well, you got to keep your immune system high. And what happens is, in your thyroid area, that regulates all of your thyroxine, your hormone area. When that's out of balance, a lot of things can happen to you. AIDS can also come upon you if your immune system is compromised. HIV, basically, AIDS simply means autoimmune deficiency. So if your immune system can be compromised a lot of different ways, and you can become an AIDS patient, autoimmune deficiency. Autoimmune deficiency simply means there's something that's interrupting my immune system from receiving, right, proper immunoglobulin or proper hormonal drip, so therefore I am deficient, right? So whatever you have to do, keep yourself balanced and keep your thyroid open, so that it can produce immunoglobulins, which will cause your immune system to stay in a balanced state. All right?
Thank you so much, Jamel. We want to thank Jamel for the input he's given us and his insight. Ladies and gentlemen, a scholar is present here with you. Jamel is well-learned in the sciences. He is a doctor on naturopathic medicine, holistic medicine, energy healing, and he works with clients throughout the diaspora. He's here for a short time. For those of you who might want consultation with him, he has given out his email in the past. And if you want to come on this show, he's going to be with us for the duration of our show talking about how do we heal ourselves with our dreams and how do we take that dopamine and prepare ourselves so that our adrenal glands are not exhausted. Most of us are physically exhausted from adrenal glands exhaustion, staying up all night, taking in all manners of flesh, eating foul foods and not taking in grains and essential fatty acids, not taking in the necessary products that's going to heal our bodies so that we can see ourselves healed in the spirit. Most of us are fighting against the flesh and fighting against the spirit. But if we become one in our spirit, then we'll know exactly what to eat, and we can balance off the spirit with the flesh. And at the same time, we'll know that we can heal ourselves. And just like a number of authors have talked about, you can heal yourself. You can heal yourself. I've had many healings through natural healing, many healings for myself personally. I've worked in hospitals for over 4 years and seen people heal naturally through meditating. Meditating is something you're definitely going to have to incorporate in your diet, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a mechanism you're going to need if you truly want to heal yourself while you're sleeping with your eyes wide open. You can see the problem. Close your eyes with me now and see the problem that has been ailing you, been affecting you. If it's something physical that you're doing in your life to cause that illness, find the origin of it. Try to heal it with non allopathic medicines, through herbs and through tinctures and through floral and flower essence and essential oils. Try to heal it through meditating, allowing your higher self to speak to you and give you solutions for your end time problem. Try to heal that thing while in a subconscious mind, not while you're wide awake. Remember, as we delve deep into the subconscious mind, that is where all of our solutions are found, in the subconscious mind, while we're half awake and asleep. This is where you do your work, in the subconscious. Yes, you can heal yourself. And as I told you, Matt Harve has also been going through the process of naturally healing. Naturally healing, ladies and gentlemen, not allopathic medicine. Yes, there are some things that need to be used in the hospital for emergencies, for allopathic medicine in a crisis. But when you need long-term preventive maintenance, you can do that through proper rest. So all of your serotonin levels are working properly. Your master pineal gland is secreting the amount of estrogen and progesterone so that we have all the female hormones. What a lot of women are experiencing is that they're lacking the hormones, the estrogen hormone for the female hormone, and they're projecting so many of the progesterone, the male hormones, and they're off balance. This can be corrected, ladies and gentlemen. It can be corrected through your medical doctor, and there are natural hormones as well. Understand that you cannot be a strong physical lecturer if you are eating everything. You must get control of your diet. The first thing you have to get control of is your diet and then your actual energy of sleeping, your oxygen. You cannot be a god and rise at the level of a god if your diet is all whacked out and you're drinking Pepsi Colas and you're consuming all manners of foods and you are not understanding that you cannot be a master at anything when you are sitting and consuming all of these bioflavonoids that are killing you. You have to understand that if you want healing, you must start with the diet. You must start with allopathic medicine, and you must leave the allopathic alone, and you must come to the herbology. You must come to the naturopathic essential oils, the aromatherapy, all these things I taught you in order to be the real master of your ship. And the gods do not eat the foods of the lay people. If you can remember in the Bible, the gods did not partake of the same food. They were the ones that had the ability to interpret dreams and dream dreams. If you're going to be a true dreamer and find solutions in your dreams for other people, your diet is going to have to come first, your lifestyle of exercising, and your higher self. And when I say your higher self, add Iwa Pelu. Don't go around thinking evil, doing evil. No matter how big of a god you think you are, you must perpetuate good character and good conduct. And having good character and good conduct will allow you to sleep and rest easy at night so that you're not bombarded by regrets of things that you could have done better, of all the hatred-minded acts that you may have carried out during the day or the course of the day. I'm saying this to you, to be balanced in all things would give you sweet rest. Finding solutions to those problems and acting out in the subconscious mind during the day when you meditate, solutions for creating corporations and businesses. Don't think that you're going to sit and eat bonbons all day, chocolate bars, watch soap operas, consume all these negative things, and that you can be a god. You cannot. Because gods are not eating the same diet as the regular layman. They're getting more sleep. Some of them might even not require the same amount of sleep, but require cat naps throughout the day. And the meditation part, if you meditate for 15 minutes, that could be equivalent to an hour of sleep, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, sweet rest is what's going to heal us. That's why I'm recommending getting those slant boards, purchasing those slant boards so you can sleep throughout the day. If you should have to stay up throughout the night to do projects, then you're able to do that because you've had your meditation sleep and allowed yourself to find solutions to create organizations, corporations. Through your sleep, all things are possible. Your visions come. Your healings come. Yes, you can heal yourself. Omi has been healed of but many different things that were in my line of my lineage that I don't have at my age, and many of my brothers and sisters had. We don't have the bloodline of our God because he was a God that was born without mother or father, but we have Zoe life. And we don't have the bloodline of our brothers and sisters who might perpetuate their diet and eat the wrong things. So now I think I have to have cancer because somebody in my family abused themselves. No, I can change my diet and my lifestyle and have a different lineage and breed a different type of children. We have to stop. We have to stop the curse in our family. And these are generation curses that must be broken. And they can be broken. And you can denounce them and decree them and break the generation curse so that you're free to dream dreams and have sweet dreams and to heal yourself. You don't have to take up after what your family and forefathers had because it's in your bloodline. You can change this by a different lifestyle, by a different way of life. And that's what we're teaching in here, to have a better lifestyle, to develop Iwapelu, good character and good conduct. It goes along with the program. Your thoughts are everything. Don't go thinking evil and eating good, thinking that if I eat, it will compensate for my bad thoughts. Good eating creates good thoughts. You have to have good thought patterns. You can't be thinking evil about someone, and you have to show love. Love is just as powerful. Yes, you can heal yourself. I know this for a fact. I've healed many people in the hospital who were in denounced and was told they couldn't get well. But through a change of a mindset and a diet, they can be healed. I know this personally, and I'm confirming it because I have healed myself through change of lifestyle and diet. Yes, you can heal yourself, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here in the Care to Read room. And I thank you so much for being a part of our show today. And Jamel will be back with us again to discuss further about our intuition, tapping into that pineal gland, that master pineal gland, releasing those chakras so they're lined up properly so that we're flowing in the spirit and we're balanced in all aspects of our life. It's important to be balanced, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let anybody make you warped, and don't let anybody create any warped thinking in you. Your thinking can make you sick. Yes, it can. All manners of men that are evil and wicked and things that they think that are evil and wicked can make you imbalanced. You don't want to become imbalanced in your thinking. You want to be balanced in all areas of your life, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm glad you followed me through this evening to be a part of this segment. It means you want to be healed, and you can heal yourself through your dreams. Try it, ladies and gentlemen. Go tonight. Make your bed up before you leave out of it every night or every morning and dream sweet dreams. Take cat naps throughout the day. Meditating, finding good meditating music to meditate on and tone. And remember what Jamel said, for every African-American, there is a difference of what they require for their meditation opposed to Eurocentric. There's nothing wrong with that, Europeans. We are different in our chemical makeup. It's nothing wrong with that, African-American. We are different, and we must know we're different. We require something different in our diet. It's okay. What is not okay is for us to go on thinking that we require the same thing as every other person. We do not. Even the tones that we hear in music are different. So therefore, we're dancing to a different tune, and we can use that tune to heal ourselves today. Why not go and heal yourself today, ladies and gentlemen, before you go run in and throw it all on the table to the hospital and emergency room and say, here it is, now fix it for me. You better believe they're going to put you in the hospital, and they will fix it for you. They'll have you in there and turn you every which way but loose until they've ran up all of your money and exhausted all of your insurance. But you can take better care of yourself through preventive maintenance. You can take better care of yourself, and you can heal yourself through eating properly, taking the proper naps and intervals of meditating and thinking good thoughts. As I told you, most of our thoughts cause us and derive from us being sick. Some of us have stinking thinking, and if you got stinking thinking, you better believe you're going to be sick, because your thinking arrives all of your thoughts, and your thoughts will come from the food you eat and the gases that you burp. all of these things will be created. Now, I've given you some information on diet before. I brought in the best experts to talk to you about how to make a complete balance. No, we're not going to be perfect. We're not going to even pretend to be perfect, but we aspire. We're not going to tell people, oh, I'm a God and I came here and I can't reincarnate. We're human, and human are fallible. And because we are fallible, we're not immortal. So every day of our life, we walk out our salvation. But we ask that you hold us up in prayer that we might come as close as we can to perfection. We ask that each and every one of you love us enough that you go to bat for us and advocate for us. We must learn to love one another, and we must not learn to come against each other without giving that person a chance. We must learn to forgive one another in our shortcomings and our slow process of growth. But we are too quick to judge one another and to hate one another without giving each other a chance. Oh, when they begin to see how we love one another, then they will know that we're African American. When they begin to see how the black woman loves the black man, then they'll say, that's a true African American. I want you to throw your hands up in the atmosphere and give out three shouts of Harambe. Harambe! 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 Now say I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm proud. Stop saying I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm proud. It's okay to be black. And it's all right to understand that Africans have known for a long time that we've been able to heal ourselves. We've worked out in the forest and the nature, in the trees, we found solutions to healing ourselves. And we've gone out and set out with nature. And nature told us things and whispered things in our ear and told us that we were creatures of a different kind and that we can connect to like kinds. I am the coyote. I am the ocean. I am the river. I am the bat. I am the owl. I am the eagle. We are all connected. And as we are connected to one another, guess what? We are all melanin and rich. And they all have frequencies. But we vibrate on different levels. But we must eat the fruit. And we must eat the fruits of the gods. Now go and be a god and eat the fruits of the gods, you God. If you are truly a god, let me hear about you eating the finest foods and dining on the finest foods. Every week, ladies and gentlemen, Omi goes out with her family. We dine on the finest foods. I don't care how poor we might be in our pocket, but we're not poor in our spirit. So when we go out, we out for the finest opportunity for the best meal because we are putting fuel into our body and we want it to be generated. So I want to tell you to do the same thing. Love yourself. Feed yourself well. You know, go and pig out on gourmet if you have to, but don't pig out on McDonald's and that kind of garbage, but pig out on the right stuff. Most of all, if you have somebody you can take out to dinner who can't afford it, take them out to dinner with you. Show some kindness. It's important. It's the big man that can show kindness. The little man cannot forgive. The little man cannot show kindness. He cannot be about the business of picking his brother up. As I master what I'm doing and advance myself, I can go no further unless I reach back and pick you up so that we can get to heaven together. We're all going to get there, ladies and gentlemen. I know we are. We're going to get to that promised land together, and we're going to dream dreams together, and we're going to heal ourselves. So let's begin to do it today, right now. You can do it. I know you can. We all can do it with our success song. We can do it. And we haven't heard that success song in a while. Let's hear that song.
We live in a world of differences.
We unite.
Can do it, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I have a dream, and you have a dream that we can heal ourselves. Isn't it great to know that in our dreams we can heal ourselves, ladies and gentlemen? I believe we can do this together, but I can't rise any higher than you rise to the top. Let us rise there together. We can heal ourselves. We can have a community that is healed. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but Caucasian people, we want to do it for ourselves. Allow us to do it for ourselves to heal our communities. Allow us the opportunity. And we're not trying to sidetrack you. We're trying to include you in what we're doing. But you got to go and talk to your people, and we'll talk to our people. We can get something done. We're not trying to integrate. We're trying to segregate so we can have our own. Now, let us do it for ourselves. We allow you in this room because we want you to be healed, too. So as you get healed and do better for yourself, you can make your community better. Then we can live in a world of prosperity for all of us. And if you allow us to dream of being free one day, I just allow Martin Luther King to have his dream so that we can tap in and let Martin know that the dream is being kept alive and not some fake dream that we wanted for us to be integrated. We know that's not going to happen, European. We're not trying to integrate you. We want you to stand with your people and we'll stand with our people. But we can both respect with dignity on all accounts. Let us do that today. And we would like to thank you for being a part of this room, each and every one of you. I don't care if you're black, white, green, or yellow, or indifferent. When you come in this room, you're going to have to come correct and show respect. And I don't care what color respect is. Unity knows no color. And as you come in this room, remember, we're not undermining each other by the government. We're not trying to infiltrate each other to bring each other up on any charges. We're in this room to let me be myself. And I want to thank you for letting me be myself again today. I said thank you for letting me be myself again today. And once again, I want you to go in peace. And as you grow in grace, I pray that you will heal yourself through your dreams. Your dreams are important. Keep the dream alive, ladies and gentlemen. And on that note, I say keep the dream alive, old double. And baba booey to all of you. Good evening.